the clock says it's time to close now. I guess I better go now. I really like to stay here all night. The cars crawl past, all stuffed with eyes. Street lights share their hollow glow. Your brain seems bruised with numb surprise. Sleep on. Says it's time to close now. I know I have to go now. I really wanna stay here all night. All night. All night.
Hey, Austin, could you pass the flower?
Yeah. It's over here. Yeah.
You got the eggs, Galen?
Yeah, I got an egg. Yeah. Do you want an egg?
Yeah. We just got put it in the oven, and pretty soon we'll have a Wise Men cake.
Yeah, woo! Yeah.
Welcome to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm Dan.
I'm Galen.
I'm Austin. We're your hosts.
Today's theme is In the Kitchen with Wise Men Radio.
Yes.
Yes.
It was Malvin's choice this week, or Dan, over here. So he chose kitchen because he likes to make food.
All the time. So we'll be giving you some nice cooking music, nice kickback music for when you want to do some serious cooking, and some also other kinds of cooking
when you got to get down to business, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
When you got to really just chef and cut. And
you gotta do the real cooking.
Yeah. The Doors do the real cooking.
Yeah.
That first song we played was Soul Kitchen by The Doors. That was written by Jim Morrison, the famous or maybe infamous leader of The Doors, about a soul food restaurant in LA that he liked to go to. So fun fact.
What was the restaurant called?
It was called Olivia's, and it's in Venice Beach.
Oh,
yeah. I actually knew what the restaurant was called.
I thought you would have.
I'm pretty surprised.
You thought you had me stumped.
Yeah, I did.
Think again.
Get you on that one. Maybe next time. Fool me once. No way. Fool me twice. Shame on me. That's what I like to see.
Anyway. I think Galen has a song coming up next.
Yeah, so next I have a song from a band in Colorado that's kind of under the radar. It's called Masita. It's kind of an alternative indie rock band. This is one of their songs called Somewhere Else.
What do you imagine cooking to this song?
Yeah, what's the food you're cooking? Dish.
I see myself cooking like a pasta carbonara with like bacon, peas, a lot of Parmesan cheese, with like nice long pennies, and kind of just really just making this massive meal and just cooking to that, to the song.
This song must be pretty ham. I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah,
get it ham.
All right. All right, we're gonna play the song. See you on the other side.
Sure. So you come on home, walk through the door. She's in the kitchen searching through the drawers. So you stop and watch her and ask what she's looking for. She says she's not sure. Then it gets late and you turned off the lights. Her body is so close to you in the night. But you dare not touch her and you don't wanna fight. So you just say goodnight. This old routine will drive you mad. It's just a mumble, never spoken out loud. Sometimes you don't.
Abroad Fair is back on Wednesday, February 25th.
You can meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel.
Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts,
technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more.
Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad.
For more info, visit www.studyandgoabroad.com.
And admission is free.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. Today we got the In the Kitchen with Wise Men Radio theme.
Yes,
that,
we do.
That last song was First Aid Kit. This old routine, off their album The Lion's Roar. They're a Swedish folk duo.
Pretty cool. They're
they're sisters.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
No, oh wow.
No kidding.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I've never heard of Swedish food. I don't know what that would be.
They have meatballs. Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, that's a thing. Swedish fish is also a thing.
Yeah, like IKEA.
IKEA, yeah.
IKEA.
So IKEA, Swedish fish, and Swedish meatballs. That's Swedish cuisine.
Mm-hmm. At its finest.
If you're Swedish, let us know if we should add anything to our Swedish meals.
You already said Swedish fish. Dang it.
Yeah.
I was really like paying attention times. There.
Anyway, right. what do we got up next?
I got a song by the infamous Drake.
Oh yeah. when I think of Drake, I think of your stir fry.
Oh man, why? Why do you think of that?
Because I don't know why. Just
because they both make you cry.
Yes, that is why.
But they're different types of tears. Drake makes you cry because he really gets to your heart. Like,
yeah.
Oh man, Drake.
It's an emotional toll.
Yeah, but like,
I cry when you guys make stir fry because it scares me.
Yeah.
It's a fear cry.
So, me and Galen, every once in a while, we get every good day, you know,
yeah,
all the time,
at least once, maybe twice a week.
We make a big stir fry.
It's a good, it's a good hearty stir fry.
Sometimes we add cheese.
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes we add pot stickers. We kind of just free ball it. We have our base later, which consists of either Uncle Ben or Uncle Tom's rice.
Yes.
Preferably Uncle Ben. We found that Uncle Ben's microwavable rice.
Microwavable 2-minute rice. It comes in these little packages, and you microwave it for 2 minutes, and oh man, it's the best part of the stir fry.
Oh, by far.
Like sometimes I accidentally microwave it wrong somehow, and it turns out really crunchy or something. But like that's the best part of the stir fry.
Yeah, our roommates go crazy over our stir fry.
Yeah, they all love their stir fry.
We have to
fight them off for our stir fry.
They're eating our scraps.
Yeah, they're licking the pan after we're done.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Bunch of animals.
That's not true. the one thing they left out about their stir fry is that it's incredibly stressful to be around when their stir fry is being made, because there's just things flying all over the kitchen. And there's just things everywhere, and things that shouldn't go in stir fries end up being in the stir fry. There's just like there's things in the sink with like pots and pans on top of them that are going in the stir fry, and
it turns out amazing.
Yeah, it's always every one that we make is better than the last.
It's all unique. It's our way of our artistic. Like release, like that's how we get our like we everyone kind of like is bogged down by paperwork, but when we make our stir fry, we really pour our heart and soul into it.
Oh yes,
and it comes out always as a winner.
Sometimes I cry into our stir fry just to get the salty tears. You know,
it's stronger than soy sauce.
It is
your tears.
It's stronger than soy sauce. Drake also cries into his stir fries.
Yeah,
because Drake cries all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give it to him though. He's got it rough.
Yeah,
he is
Canada's most famous rapper. Here's Drake.
It's Headlines by Drake. Yeah, Headlines.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they missed the whole Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. I heard once that they would rather hear about memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
Decirme, yo te amo.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR FM 101.9.
That was Mariachi Buenaventura, New Mexico's only all-female mariachi band.
Yeah.
That makes me feel like cooking and mainly eating New Mexican food. I'm from New Mexico, and I've grown up eating that food, and it is my favorite. I think my favorite food of New Mexican food is stuffed sopapillas, which is you get a sopapilla and you open it up and you put chicken in there, you put beans in there. You could put rice, but like I don't, that's not that New Mexican to put the rice in that in the sopapilla, and you smother it all with green chiles. So yeah, if you're ever in New Mexico, try out the local fare, because it is so good. It's very simple, but it's some soul food that they make in their New Mexican soul kitchens. If you're listening from New Mexico, which I assume my family will be, you can hire Mariachi Buenaventura for your quinceañeras, for your weddings, for your graduations. For any big fiesta in your life. So, yeah, give Mariachi Buenaventura a shout.
Okay.
How much do they cost?
Well,
$3 signs?
They cost $4
signs.
$4 signs. So it's a bit of a splurge.
Yeah, yeah, but it's worth it, right?
They're priceless. The experience is priceless.
Okay, well. All right,
so I think a good point in the show now, we can go around and see what our favorite foods are.
Oh man.
Ooh.
Catching us off guard.
Yeah. Ooh. So my favorite fare, as I've said, is New Mexican food. Let's go, Galen.
Is it type of food or like dish? Because like my
both.
My favorite dish is pasta fagioli. It's the simplest
fagioli or ravioli.
It's the simplest Italian like
I don't even know what
soup.
That is.
What do you
put literally in it? You get a pot, you put like you cook some onions and you put tomatoes and you put spinach and these cannellini beans and a lot of like Parmesan and then you put some macaronis and it comes out and you're kind of like, oh, you're literally just throwing all the shit in a pot and it just cooks. And then when you get it is amazing.
It cooks.
You just kind of drizzle a little of olive oil on it and it is like my favorite dish. Is the ultimate comfort food.
Does that mean your favorite fare is Italian food?
I guess, even though I am a sucker for Asian food, but I love like pasta fagioli. If I had all the supplies, I'd eat it for the rest of my life. High praise. How about you, nice. Austin?
I don't know. I like spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Knees weak, arms are heavy. Mom, we should play that.
Shout out to Mom's spaghetti.
We might play that later, so stick around. Because I feel like that'd be a good song. Yeah. Just a throw in there.
Yeah.
You know, we need a couple more. Why not Mom's spaghetti?
Well, up what? Next on the topic of food, it's a band called Soy Sauce, but it's not actually them that's important. It's a remix by Louis the Child.
They're not important.
Louis the Child, I think, is an up-and-coming collective of two guys from Chicago. And they're really
Chi-town.
And they're really kind of changing the game. Making Chicago actually have a music scene, which is pretty cool.
Chi-town.
And
Chicago already had Kanye.
It's a different scene. it's kind of a different style of music than in Kanye Lupe. It's EDM.
Galen, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever played a song that's not a remix on the radio?
My last song wasn't.
Was that your first one that wasn't?
Ooh.
No, I played Ramzoid. That was not a remix.
Oh, you know what's kind of funny?
Yeah, what's funny?
Is like your guys' stir fry is kind of a remix of a traditional stir fry.
Remix.
Granted, it's not a very good remix.
Rick remix.
That it's kind of fitting. We should start calling you Remix instead of Galen. Anyway, here's the song.
It's Broken Record, Lewis the Child remix, originally by Soy Sauce.
Have fun.
What's new? I black out on 100 miscues, daddy issues around the corner from this school. I'm not trying to diss you, but I look so strange because I weight train as a form of dismissal. Back pain, clothes stained by clothes brain, and it's on a late year bender with a pan at the cost. No bones about it. Got monsters in the closet in the middle of a province. Chronic abuse, throwing up you chronic in the booth. Sonic on his button public, I'm aloof. Common proof of a loose peg square with a ruined bed. Dare you to tread around my head, it's a nuisance. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my numbers almost are, it's over, but I'm still broken up. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I use my provis with no vis. Comes off the lawn to run up. Just drove in bad condition just to get me on the plane. She dodged the auto body hurts. She spun on. Now you have to pay the player.
does change, their thoughts, they still remain the same. They saw me so dismayed, I'm looking black and nowadays. She used to sweep me, now she trains herself to hate me. And if I seem a little strange, I've been running tracks, watching running backs. I live in bad condition, but I got my conditioning. I know my number's almost up, it's over, but I'm still broken up.
Swedish death metal legends In Flames bring their Siren Charms to Vancouver this March 9th at the Vogue Theater. Over 2 million records sold, In Flames have been innovators for 25 years. Featuring openers All That Remains and Woven War, In Flames play this March 9th at the Vogue Theater. Tickets are available online at unionevents.com, northerntickets.com, Scrape Records, and the Vogue Theater box office.
GOSA, the Global Outreach Students Association, offers students the chance to learn about global health and international development while providing students with opportunities for practical experience working within disadvantaged communities both locally and internationally. They also collaborate with other clubs to organize global health-related symposiums and competitions. Executive positions are available. Contact them at ubc.gosa@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio.
On CITR 101.9.
Woo!
Coming straight out of Vancouver, BC.
This is this week is we're cooking right now.
Yeah.
We're cooking.
Wise Men in the kitchen.
We're always cooking.
Yeah.
Making a big cake.
We're cooking. We're chefing.
We'll explain that in a second. Yeah. But
That last rapper was Cadence Weapon. He's one of Canada's finest. He's from Edmonton. Where there's nothing to do other than rap.
And condition.
he's got
some soft hair.
Don't forget cooking.
Yeah, and cook.
He's got to cook.
Yeah. Anyway, we won't call ourselves masters by any means. But
yeah, there's only one master in the world.
We are skilled in the art of cooking and chefing.
Yeah.
And we are not talking about food.
No, we're talking about swag, actually. this may seem weird, but I don't know what I was going to say after that.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you all know we're fans of Lil B. We've played him more than anyone else, any other artist on this show, and he is the pioneer of a dance movement called cooking.
It's more than a dance movement, to be honest.
It's a
mental and psychological state.
Yeah,
you have to be in. But we'll try to lead you into this state.
We're
right
gonna
now.
Teach you.
Yeah. So
we are your shamans.
Yeah. So basically, in order to cook, you have to pretend like you're making something. You know, you got to stand up. So I want everyone to stand up right now. You guys standing up. I've been standing all show. So, all right. So. You got your pot in front of you.
Yeah,
imaginary
just imagine
pot.
That pot.
You imagine this
get
pot.
In that mindset.
You gotta stir it. You gotta whisk it. You gotta stir it. You gotta make it go.
Get a hand on that pot.
Yeah,
make sure it's not gonna move off the stove or anything.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Give it a hug. Embrace that pot.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta come in with different angles with the pot because it can be heavy, so you gotta adjust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta adjust. Switch hands every now and then.
Uh huh.
And then you're stirring that pot. You're making some sort of stew. Mm-hmm. You're definitely making a stew.
Yeah.
You know,
of some sort.
A little bit Ellen DeGeneres stew.
Yeah.
And you're maybe you go and you go away from the pot. You're gonna let it simmer for a second. And you take out your cutting board.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your cutting board and you want to cut some carrots.
Yeah, carrots. Carrots are prime.
Yeah. And you get your big cooking knife. And you go chop chop chop, and you gotta get your shoulders. And the thing about cooking is all in the shoulders.
It's a lot in the wrist and shoulders.
And so you gotta go chop chop chop. You go back and forth, back and forth.
When I like to cut my carrots, cut my onions, I like to do it on my arm. Yeah, and like my arm's like a cutting board. And you kind of just go bing 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 bing.
Yeah, you gotta use your body when you're cooking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. The world is your oven, and you have to.
It's just your oven, not your stove.
It's your stove, your oven.
Unless you're cooking oysters,
mm.
and then And then, but the thing every stew needs is salt.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
Every stew needs salt, and every stew needs pepper.
Yeah, so you got to get a little pepper grinder going.
You got your pepper grinder.
And see, this is a good thing to do with a buddy. If you're cooking with friends, it's always a fun thing to do. So you can either
think
get
of Austin Gale and stir fry.
Yeah, you can get a good pot communal pot going, yep. And then you just get this. Get a good, like, oh, man.
We got a good one going yeah, right yeah. now. Oh, my goodness.
This is getting hard to, like, explain this right now. But, all right. But a good thing to do is you get the mozzarella or Parmesan cheese. I'm sorry. And you
could mozzarella if that's what's good. Then.
Yeah, exactly. It's your own choice. But you can get it, hold it over. And, Galen, tell me when.
Keep on going. Keep on going.
Yeah, we want a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, all right, good. That's good. All right,
you put enough.
All right, that's
beautifully timed.
Mm-hmm.
For those that can't see us, he was just grating mozzarella.
Yeah, it was just grating a bunch of For those who can't see us, which is everyone except for maybe a dude that just walked by the window, he's like, "What are these guys doing?"
But we're cooking.
I
think one of the really big things about cooking. Is you can cook whatever you like.
Yeah.
You can put whatever you want in that stew.
Yeah. You want to make stew. You want a toe in your stew? Chop off your toe.
Toe right ahead.
Throw it in there.
Yep.
You could do anything. But that's the point. Like, just have fun with it. Get creative.
Yeah, you gotta.
Because that's what Lil B would want.
And a good another important tip right here is you always got to get a good power stance in there.
Yeah.
Because you can't be cooking flat-footed. I can't tell you how many times I've seen amateurs cook flat-footed and just fall.
You got to get on the balls of your feet.
Balls
feet, shoulder width apart.
Knees bent.
Yeah.
Knees a little bent, back straight.
Ready
pretend
position.
There's a balloon on top of your head just pulling up your back.
It's no joke. Cooking's no joke.
Mm-hmm. No. And a good thing to do is bob your head, and like, you know, as you're cooking to the beat. You got to cook to the beat, too, sometimes.
You got to.
But sometimes when you've got to get down to business, you can just stir it up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just like, let me get into this.
And last but not least, you got to plate it out. You got to scoop. Yeah. That stew
and,
onto your
and dish
on,
it,
into your bowls
and eat it.
Eat it.
And eat it.
Mm.
And
eat it.
Get the bowl up to your
hand
face.
Up there so you can be eaten in style.
Just shoveling it all in.
Taste that goodness.
Man.
And just think, you made that.
All right.
So what song are we going to cook to today?
We're cooking to one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites I saw live at his concerts. It's Lil B's Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen inspired this song, I guess, from Lil B, and we'll play it for you.
The bass god himself.
Yes. So everyone get their cooking utensils ready and out, because we're going to be playing Ellen DeGeneres.
Shouts out to Ellen DeGeneres, you feel me? Swag, Lil B. Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
I feel like Ellen.
Swag.
Right hand Ellen.
Swag.
Big swang ring, but I feel like
swag.
Usher Amy. Put me on the couch, interview my girlfriend. Swag, 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 rub, ring, dang, dang, your girlfriend. Girlfriend look like Ellen.
Swag.
Chain like DeGeneres.
Like the
damn Lil B.
Swag.
You done came up.
Swag.
Now you touring heavy and your show costs 30 G's.
Swag.
Damn bass god, you doing everything.
Swag.
And I still swag harder. Iced out ring real big like a charger. Yeah, he tight, but I'm swagging harder. See me on the internet. 10 million YouTube. 150 MySpace. 10 million MySpace. MySpace. God met a girl off of MySpace. Now I'm on TV like Ellen DeGeneres. 30,000 for a show. Oh, you're so generous. Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
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 Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag. Ellen DeGeneres. 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 See me on set.
Swag.
At 10 o'clock.
Swag.
Practicing
swag.
My lines.
Whoop.
Swag to the 10th.
To the 10th.
Backstage pass.
Page pass.
VIP pass. Iced out rain.
Swag.
Iced out chain.
Ice.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
You're so generous.
Swag.
Everybody showed
swag.
Up. Everybody
swag.
Loved
swag.
Me. 30,000 showtime, 20,000 maybe. Ellen DeGeneres. My wrist go crazy. Name Lil B, but the girls call me Swayze.
Swag.
See me at my shows, my hair cut like a baby.
Swag.
Ask 100 girls if they know what my name is.
My name
Lil B, bass guy, Ellen so famous.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Whoop.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Whoop.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
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 Ellen DeGeneres.
Whoop.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Swag. Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Welcome back to Wiseman Radio.
We got the Pizza Hut.
I got the Taco Bell.
Taco Bell!
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Jamaica Avenue?
Jamaica Avenue. Jamaica
no,
Avenue?
I'm on McAvenue.
I'm Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica McAvenue?
Jamaica 2525 West Mall?
Yep. There it is. That's it. What it is.
That is combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell by Das Racist.
It's a fun song.
It's a fun song about two soul kitchens.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
We had a really good show today.
Yeah, it was
a lot
fun.
Of fun. We all started sitting down. We all ended standing up.
That's always when you know you had a good time is when you're standing up and having a good time and tears in the stir fry, tears on my hands.
And don't forget to cook tonight.
Cook tonight with
Listen
your family
because
it's family day.
Cook it up.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to like and follow us on Facebook.
Yeah. Wiseman Radio.
We'll have Austin and Galen post a stir fry recipe on there.
Oh yeah.
That sounds fun.
That does sound fun. We'll create something.
Anyway, we gotta get going here.
It's almost that time.
Yeah. What's our last song?
I got it's Tea for Two by the Harpoonist and Axe Murder. They're kind of a bluesy sort of.
What would you cook to them?
Tea.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, that's the
words
that's
of
the song
wisdom.
Called. But yeah, you know, you just kind of cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear it.
But
so
yeah,
we gotta sign off. Yeah. But stay tuned. Don't just because we're leaving, you shouldn't tune out. Because up next we got Gak and Exploding Head Movies.
He's got a couple friends with him today, so it will be a fun show. I bet.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I know. I will be listening in forever. I never leave this. I live underneath this desk, actually.
Austin is always listening to CITR
101.9 Vancouver FM.
So here's Tea.
Tea for Two.
Bye.
By the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder is a cool name for a band. Yeah.
my two things I would carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.